This morning, we're hearing from Granite Staters about what they're hoping to see from President-elect Donald Trump during today's inaugural address and during her first few months in office. Lou Gargiulo of New Hampton Falls is in Washington, D.C., and he's there this week. He owns a real estate business and served as Rockingham County co-chair for Trump's New Hampshire campaign. I spoke with him yesterday from Washington. You're a longtime Trump supporter, and, you know, many were surprised by the election of Donald Trump. What will be going through your mind as you watch him take the oath of office?
Well, I'm excited that we picked someone who we think has the ability to change the trajectory in Washington and to begin to do things that need to be done. So I'm happy that I was an early adopter and that he was elected.
Yeah, well, Trump did make a lot of promises during the campaign, and of course, business was a focus. But as a business owner, what's one thing that he promised to do that you would need to see him follow through with to consider him a success?
Absolutely, health care. Our costs have escalated. Our employees' coverages have diminished. Their deductibles have increased. And I think changing the Obamacare to something that provides excellent coverage to everyone, but does it at a more reasonable level of expense, is something that we're excited to see happen.
Donald Trump, of course, recently in a spat with Georgia Congressman and civil rights icon John Lewis on Twitter. And, of course, Trump's been known, obviously, to use Twitter quite often, maybe on a daily basis. Are you worried at all about Trump's use of that as president?
Oh, no, I'm not. I think it's a method to get directly to the people. I think he has found a way to usurp the mainstream media and to get directly to the people who are interested in hearing what he has to say.
But does it distract from governing?
I don't necessarily think it distracts. I think it possibly enhances. It allows him to get his agenda and his concerns to everyone so that people can make their own opinion, which isn't tainted by others.
Trump's mantra, of course, is make America great again. What's the measure of success for you? What do you need to see in the next several months?
Well, I think I need to see those things that he's promised in the campaign, many of those things to begin to happen. I think he's already begun by working toward bringing more jobs into the country. I think that reaching out to the corporations and kind of putting a squeeze on them to recognize that moving their jobs to other parts of the world isn't necessarily in the best interest of our country. And I think that a president who does that is someone who will get the attention of business, and I think that's a good thing. I think that his approach towards the military, towards the VA, all of which are things that are exciting.
So what are you hoping to hear from him during his inaugural address today?
I'm hoping to hear those steps that he's going to begin to take of turning a lot of the institutions that have been broken or that are not functioning at a level that many people feel as an acceptable level around. I'm hoping to hear what steps he's going to take to stamp out the terrorism issues across the world. I'm also hoping to hear how he is going to approach things like taxation, military, and a whole array of other areas.
Can you understand, of course, there's lots of protests planned. Can you understand why some people might be nervous or feel a little apprehensive about a Donald Trump presidency?
Certainly. I can understand how anyone who could feel apprehensive about any change in government. But I think those people should have the presence of mind to give it a chance. And I think that for me, is what's most disturbing. And I think a lot of those people, especially a lot of the congressional people as well, including the first district congresswoman, Carol Shea Porter, who's not going to attend, does not do well for unity in trying to build the necessary bridges to make America great again.
Lou Gargiulo was the Rockingham County co-chair for Donald Trump's presidential campaign. He's in Washington this week to witness Trump's inauguration as the 45th president. Thanks so much for the time.
Thank you.